was a fumble at the end of the play, but however, the officials are saying he was down before the fumble, the ball popped loose. Second down, goal to goal from the 10.
Yeah, he's ruled down on the play. Anthony Sweeney making the tackle, but no gain on the play for the Pirates. And James Shelke, that's what he wants to do, is fake the run to Cole Anderson and get to the outside. But changing direction is becoming harder and harder as the rain continues to come down. And you see it again there. He tries to change directions and could barely keep his balance and goes right to the ground. So they're going to spread it out this time. Four wide receivers, just Cole Anderson keeping Shelke company.
To his right, and that's where he rolls, to his right as well, looking to pass. Pump fakes once, now has to return, throws this one in, and is intercepted to the goal line. And Ubley fumbles it, and he brings it back into the five-yard line. An interception in a Ubley reach. The ball back and stops Harbor Beach on offense and brings the ball back into their own five-yard line. A huge play for the Ubley defense.
It looks like Ryan Sweeney picked that pass off, but that was a gimme interception there. James Shelke, not known for making bad decisions. That was a terrible one at that. Under pressure, throw that ball in the stands. You're out of the pocket. Instead, he throws it to the middle of the field where there is nothing but white jerseys. An easy pick for Ryan Sweeney and a tough break for the Pirates on their first drive as now the Bearcat offense takes over. And we talked about the momentum swing coming out of the half. Now it's back on the away team. Bearcats take over the football.
Full house team. Mychek is under center. It's a handoff up the gut. Looks like it's to Anthony Sweeney, if I were to be a betting man, out to about the 13-yard line. And that was actually number 10, Ethan Lemke, in the bottom of the pile. 4-yard gain brought down by number 56 of Harbor Beach, Justin Wishler, linebacker, 5'11". Second down, 6 to go from the 9-yard line.
Yeah, good thing you're not a betting man, and it was definitely not even outside the 10-yard line yet. Ethan Lemke, haven't had a run in a while, gets back into the mix there, getting him away from their own end zone. About a 3-yard gain on the play, just what the Bearcats want. They want 3 yards every time they run the ball. They'll get a first down every time at that pace.
6 to go on second down. Handoff around the left end to Ethan Lemke. Has room to run. Has the first down across the 15. And finally brought down to the 17-yard line. Stops the clock momentarily with 5:59 left in the third quarter. Halfway through. Ubley leading by 2 points, 16 to 14. Move the chains for the Bearcats, first and 10.
In back and forth games, these are the situations that really matter. If Ubley can take the football all the way the length of the field, they will kill a ton of time with the way they run their offense, which is huge because you can limit the offensive possessions that Shelke and company have. The better your chances you are of beating them, and to go up by 10 points would be critical in this game. If the Bearcats want to win, I think they're going to have to put that drive together right here, right now.
Wing T to the right, Mychek under center, and working off the left hash. Pitch out to Casey Sweeney coming around the left side, and Harbor Beach chasing him down. Casey Sweeney breaks free of his first tackle, and he is wrapped up at the 18-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Number 16 for Harbor Beach, Nathan Siepen, bring him down with authority.
That's a good carry there by the Bearcats. I believe it was an Anthony Sweeney or Casey. Casey Sweeney. But nonetheless, if you're watching the flow of that play, it's running right towards us in the booth here, Clark. Mason Yon and Robert Emming had a chance, both of them, to make that tackle in the backfield, and they both missed, giving credit to the running back, Casey Sweeney, to shed those tackles because that very easily could have been a loss of a yard. Instead, he turns it into a positive gain of 2 yards. Those are the little things in these offenses of the wing T that are important.
Mychek hands it off through the gap, has room to run, has the first down all the way across the 25, almost near to the 30, out to the 29-yard line. It is an 11-yard gain on second down, and there is a little bit of a pile to clean up there. Out of the bottom of the pile would be Casey Sweeney.
I see 56 at the bottom. Justin Wushlager making the tackle. Casey Sweeney getting that nice run. It definitely is a first down for the Bearcats. Bearcats have something rolling here. They got the Pirates on their heels in this running game. You're seeing not just a traditional T. You're seeing T to the left, T to the right. They're overloading a side, and it's working for them right now.
And it's a handoff to Casey Sweeney coming through the left gap. He breaks free of his first tackle and gets out to about the 34-yard line for a 5-yard gain. And brought down by Cole Anderson, middle linebacker, second down, 5 yards to go. 4:18 left in the third. Clock continues to roll down. Ubley now already 2.5 minutes into this drive.
The Bearcats taking one end of the tee and putting him on on the same side as their house running back, overloading a side. And if you watch the Pirates, they come in with a defensive game plan. They very rarely change it. And so the Bearcats, seeing that, they're overloading a side. And if the Pirates don't adjust to that overloaded side, the Bearcats are going to run on them all night long.
Wing tee to the left, and it's a handoff to Casey Sweeney, and maybe a gain of a yard out there. Out to about the 35-yard line from the 34. First down markers out to the 39. 3:40 left in the third. Third down, 4 yards to go for the Bearcats at their own 35.
Interesting there. The Pirates make an adjustment, but not the adjustment I thought. If the Bearcats are going to continue to run the football, in my opinion, you need a fifth guy in the defensive line. Instead, they're leaving it up to Evan Smiglinski. They overloaded the far side of the field. That's the side that Evan Smiglinski went to, and he ends up clogging up that hole, that big frame, was able to slow down that run for very little gain. And now Ubley's going to make their adjustment and go back to the typical wing tee look.
Wycheck under center, third down and four. Handoff to, looks like he's going to be short of the first down marker, out to about the 37-yard line. There is a white jersey somewhere in that pile, and that would be number 30, Anthony Sweeney, with the carry. A 2-yard gain, fourth down, two to go from the 37-yard line. They need to get to about the 39. Very interesting to see if Ubley will go for this or punt it away as they're in their own territory.
It's just going to depend on their mentality. Is this the game where they trust their offense more or their defense? And I know a coach won't answer that question, but he looks like he called in a play to Matt Mychek. So that tells me they're going to run the football here, or maybe not necessarily run, but they're going to run a play here. But if you're Harbor Beach, you've got to be aware of your own play here. Don't jump off sides. And it looks like the Bearcats are going to take a timeout.
Coffin calls his first timeout for the Bearcats in the second half as they lead by 2 points, 16-14, 2:21 left in the third quarter. A fourth down, 2 yards to go situation for the Ubley Bearcats at their own 37-yard line. We'll return in 30 seconds.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa Shock, Struts, and Cooper Tires at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to a $100 prepaid Visa card when you purchase 4 qualifying Cooper Tires, and up to $80 when you install qualifying Napa Shocks or Struts. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to a $100 Cooper Tire rebate, and up to $80 when you install Napa Shocks or Struts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Ubley facing a fourth down, 2 yards to go at their own 37-yard line, and they're going to be going for it. 2:21 left into the third quarter, 16-14.
Again, another game-changing situation here. The offense can get the first down. It's big time. They turn it over. They give Harbor Beach great field position.
As a Mychek keeper, and he slips in the backfield, and it's going to be no gain on the play and a turnover of downs, the second of the night for the Harbor Beach defense. And the Ubley Bearcats give the ball back to Harbor Beach at their own 37-yard line.
We'll never question the fact that they go for it on fourth down. Your offense has been running for 3 yards or more on every play, but I completely disagree with giving Mychek the football around the outside. The guy running with the most horsepower right now is Anthony Sweeney. Everybody on the planet knows it. I get that, but give your best running back a chance. Matt Mychek tries to take it to the outside. It's a wet surface. When he plants that foot and sees his opening, he slips right to the ground, and James Shelkey read the play perfectly, is able to come in and make that tackle for a loss and forces a turnover. And just like that, momentum changes again, like a good college basketball game in the Big Ten, and the Pirates now take over the football in Bearcat territory with a chance to redeem themselves off of that turnover.
And Harbor Beach now calls a timeout, their first of the second half, as Troy Shelkey wants to talk things over with his offense with 2:16 left in the third.
And he cannot be happy with that. You just got the turnover. Everybody's right there. Get the play in and run the play. They can't even get a play off. The play clock is about to expire, and they got to burn a timeout in a situation that they really don't want to burn one in.
16-14. Other area scores. Cassidy leads USA at the end of the third, 21-0. Last we heard about the Lakers and Hamady, that was Hamady leading at halftime 7-6. Novell leads with Quaid dominating 21-0 in the third quarter. In eight-player football, Deckerville leads at half 42-20 over Mayville. Morris leading Kingston at the half 36-8. Peck and North Huron were tied at 14 apiece, and All Saints leading Marion 28-16. Game in front of us, Ubley 16, Harbor Beach 14. We've nearly played 10 minutes in this third quarter. No one has scored. Two drives of offense. Harbor Beach intercepted at the 5-yard line of Ubley. Ubley then a turnover.